Today, don't believe the bankers, more people are using cash. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, you may have been aware that one of the issues that I've been talking about is the need to have access to cash for as long as possible across the banking system. And the truth is that, of course, banks have been spruiking that the use of cash is way down, we're all going digital, and therefore we can close branches and rip out ATMs. But of course, the truth is somewhat different. Now, I've been talking about this for some time, and if you want to go back and look at some of the recent shows, here's one where I discuss with Robbie Barwick the use of cash in the light of Commons comments. He's the CEO of CBA, that in fact maybe we should ban cash transactions above a certain level. Heard that before. And of course, as part of that conversation, we also touched on the fact that the Reserve Bank in Australia trotted out some very Mickey Mouse statistics based on a very small survey that they did, but they did concede that in fact the use of cash in the last couple of years was up, which of course is rather counter to what the banks are saying themselves. Mind you, of course, the banks are very much interested in just one thing, saving money and driving people into a digital future where there is more control of the transactions that go through, more information on those transactions, and they save a bit of money because, of course, the use of cash means moving cash around and providing it as a service. And no, we don't want banks to be providing service, do we? Now, to take this conversation forward, I want to highlight that, in fact, the use of cash is up. This show regarding the UK highlights the fact that over there, more people are using cash for all sorts of reasons. We'll come onto those as to why a bit later. And in fact, I want to refer to what Adrian Orr said. He's the guy who runs the Reserve Bank in New Zealand. And in fact, I made a short on this last year, February last year. And I'm going to play that now because, to my mind, this sets the agenda rather well.
You know, our drive to cashless society shows how vulnerable we are. This is why we have been doing the work on cash and cash distribution throughout the economy. So de-risking, de-branching, pricing cash management out of use increases risk, reduces resilience. As is financial inclusion. You're seeing and reading some horrific stories out there at the moment of isolated communities. When people lose the ability to transact, when they don't have a means of exchange, then social cohesion is very quickly challenged. And so these are vivid reminders right now of the importance of resilience through the system. Across almost every sector of the international economy at the moment, where just-in-time management has been taken to an extreme and just-in-case management has been left in the background. So a good, horrible wake-up call.
Now, I have the view that the Reserve Bank in New Zealand has their finger much more on the pulse with regard to the use of cash and, in fact, are very much championing its continued use for as long as needed. Kudos to the Reserve Bank there because they are in a very different place to the Reserve Bank in Australia, who seem to be just really following the mainstream banking view that cash is disappearing and fast, despite the fact there's more cash in circulation. And in fact, more people are holding cash for reserves in case. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has been highlighting this for some little time, particularly the use of cash. And they actually publish statistics every quarter. And those statistics include the use of cash. And interestingly, the data that came out on the 11th of March showed that 47.6% of the population are paying for everyday things in cash. And here's the trend. While it's moved around a little bit, since September 2023 to March 2024, there has been a significant rise. Now, this is very relevant information, which has actually been now built out with this particular survey, which is actually a summary report relating to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's cash use survey. This was published on the 3rd of May, so it is very up to date. And this is what I'm going to spend a bit of time walking through now, because this report really does nail it when it comes to what's going on, and highlights that, of course, cash is much more a significant issue and an enduring issue than many in the banking profession would want to admit. And in fact, as I'll show you later, the Reserve Bank in New Zealand is going to run some pilots to make cash more available. Anyway, let's look firstly at this report. So this was released based on findings that were actually run in a cycle of surveys from the 4th of August to the 25th of October 2023. They posted out 12,500 and got 2,881 back in. This is a bigger survey than the one that the Reserve Bank of Australia did, by the way. And the first observation they make is that Maoris, compared to non-Maoris, are more likely to use cash. 67.5% of respondents who identify as Maori use cash as one of the ways to pay for their regular bills and everyday purchases, compared to 56.3% of non-Maori respondents in 2023. And compared to 2021, the percentage of Maori use cash as one way to pay for their regular bills and everyday purchases remained roughly the same. But non-Maori reported a 5.5% decrease from 61.8% to 56.3%. They then looked at use by age. And overall, cash use increases with age, they said, but the proportion across all age groups did decrease in 2023. They said that 64% of respondents over 60 years old reported using cash to pay their regular bills and everyday purchases. Only 52.9% of respondents aged 18 to 29 use cash as one of the ways they pay. And compared to 2021, young respondents between the ages of 18 and 29 reported that their use of cash to pay their regular bills and everyday purchases decreased by 2.9% from 55.6% to 52.9% in 2023. And they went on to show that respondents who identified as Maori used cash more frequently than non-Maori, with 12.7% of Maori reporting that they used cash more than seven times in the past 7 days, compared to 7.3% for non-Maori. And in terms of those age groups, it's more likely that young people report that they have not used cash in the last 7 days than older people, with 19.9% of young people, that's aged 18 to 29 years old, reported that they had not used cash in the past 7 days, compared with 8.5% of respondents aged over 60 years. Looking at withdrawals of cash, overall people living in urban areas found it easier to withdraw cash from their bank accounts than those living in rural areas, with 79.9% of people who lived in rural areas felt that it was easy to withdraw cash from a bank or ATM, actually compared with 73.4% in 2021. And in contrast, 79.6% of urban residents felt it was easy to withdraw cash. That's a decrease of 3% from 82.6% in 2021. Some of that, I suggest, will be the removal of ATMs. In terms of depositing cash, in general, respondents from rural areas found it more difficult to deposit cash into their bank accounts than respondents from urban areas. But compared to 2021, the difficulty of depositing cash decreased for both rural and urban residents. In fact, 30.9% of rural respondents reported it was difficult to deposit cash in their bank accounts. That's down from 34.2% in 2021. And 15.4% of urban respondents reported it was difficult to deposit cash, a decrease from 20.6% in 2021. And respondents who lived in urban areas at 47.4% in 2023 found depositing cash easier than those who lived in rural areas at 37.5% in 2023. And there was a 5.6% increase from 31.9% in 2021 to 37.5% in 2023 for respondents who lived in rural areas and found it easier to deposit cash. Looking at the payment methods used most often, cash remained stable, with about 10.3% of respondents mainly using cash in 2023, which modestly changed from 10% in 2021. The main payment methods were debit cards or FPOST, that remained the most popular for everyday transactions, followed by credit cards and cash. There was actually, though, a decline in debit card and FPOST usage. The percentage of people using debit cards and FPOS as their main way of paying for everyday items declined significantly, dropping from 60.5% in 2019 to 55.2% in 2023. But there was a rise in mobile phone payments, with the percentage of people using a mobile phone as the main way to pay everyday things significantly rose from 3.2% to 5.2%. And looking at the preferred payment methods, there was an increase in cash, a slight increase, they say. Respondents who prefer to use cash for everyday payments increased slightly from 13.6% in 2021 to 15% in 2023. There was a preference for debit cards and FPOS, with more than half of respondents, 51.8%, reported they preferred to use debit cards or FPOS to pay for everyday things. And credit cards was the second preference, with about a quarter, 24.1% of 2023 respondents preferring to pay for everyday things with a credit card. And looking at the frequency of cash used in the past 7 days, respondents who reported using cash more than 7 times in the past 7 days increased significantly, rising from 5.6% in 2021 to 8.3% in 2023, bankers please note. And there was a significant increase in response who reported never using cash in the past 7 days, rising from 7.2% to 11.8% in 2023. And those who reported using cash less than 2 times in the past 7 days also decreased significantly from 69% in 2021 to 63% in 2023. And looking at the reasons why people used cash, more than 1 in 2 respondents reported they use cash for the following reasons. Firstly, I shop in some places that will only take cash, and some payments are so small I don't like to use cards for them. But privacy and safety concerns increased in 2023. 36.4% of respondents reported that they use cash because payments are private. There's no record of what I spend or where I spend it. And 24.9% selected, I feel safer using cash than other ways of paying. There was a significant increase in those using cash for budgeting, saving money, and controlling spending. Respondents reported they use cash because with cash, I get a better idea of how much I'm spending in a day, a week, etc., which will significantly increase from 26.2% in 2021 to 42.6% in 2023. Sometimes there is a charge for using a credit card, significantly increased by 9.8 percentage points from 29.6% in 2021 to 39.4% in 2023. Now, in terms of ease or difficulty of withdrawing cash, 80.9% of respondents reported they found it very or somewhat easy to withdraw cash, while 8.4% responded they found it very or somewhat difficult. There was no significant change between 2021 and 2023. In terms of reasons why people found it difficult to withdraw cash, though, compared to 2021, there was a significant increase in respondents who didn't find it difficult to get cash out, rising 41.8 percentage points from 32.6% in 2021 to 80.7% in 2023. And difficulty in getting cash out decreased significantly between 2021 and 2023, with the ATM is a long way from my home, falling from 14.6% to 7.7%. The branch opening times doesn't suit my needs, from 11.9% to 7.6%. And it takes too much time out of my day, from 14.7% to 6.6%. And people who reported are not confident or comfortable using ATM or FPOS machines, interestingly, significantly increase from 1.8% to 3.5%. Now, turning to people stashing away cash, well, 56.4% of respondents reported they have stored cash somewhere outside a bank and not for immediate use. This is a statistically significant increase and continues the trend started in 2019. The top three reasons for storing cash were for emergency purposes. There was a significant increase of 5% from 27.9% in 2021 to 32.9% in 2023. To be able to quickly get money when I need it, and 30.9% of survey respondents reported they stored cash somewhere, but not in their bank, due to this reason in 2023, rising from 29% in 2021. And thirdly, I feel better prepared for the unknown was the third reason why people stored cash somewhere, from 19% in 2021, significantly up to 22.9% in 2023. And in 2023, they also included two new responses. I received cash and kept it or can't be bothered to do anything with it at 16.3% of survey respondents. And to pay for cash jobs like tradies, gardeners, cleaners, babysitters, etc., where 10.7% of survey respondents chose this reason. Now, in terms of whether people were concerned about less use of cash, in 2023, almost half, actually 49.3%, responded that they felt very concerned, 17.5%, or somewhat concerned, 31.8%, that about fewer people using cash. This continues a trend of increasing concerns, which started in 2019. So the main takeaways from this survey are, one, cash is still very much a thing, and secondly, more people are using it for some particular reasons and holding cash. But I also think it's important to understand that more people are beginning to use cash as a way to better budget and control their finances. And of course, the recent recessionary forces raging in New Zealand and the factors that more people are getting into financial difficulty means that they want to use better control and cash as a way of doing that. But certainly, there is no evidence here to support the view that cash is disappearing quickly and bankers should close down ATMs and close down branches. And to buttress that, in fact, alongside the release of this survey, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand invited rural towns to apply for cash service trials as challenges for cash users grow. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has today opened applications for towns wanting to trial either local cash depots with automated cash banking facilities that work with all banks or a security van service. Retailers and their customers are frustrated by cash banking difficulties, especially in rural New Zealand, said Ian Woolford, the Reserve Bank's Director of Money and Cash. New Zealanders still value the option of using cash, and we want to see if better local cash infrastructure and supporting retailers to readily offer cash outs will help keep the option available. And in fact, the application to join the cash trial is now running and will close on the 7th of June 2024. The application pack will be available on the government electronic tender services in New Zealand by 5 p.m. on Monday the 6th of May. At the latest. Now, there's a few points I want to make here. Firstly, kudos to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand for really getting under the hood of the use of cash and genuinely trying to understand what's going on. The surveys that they have done are way, way better than the ones that have done in Australia. And by the way, the findings are transparent and open and I think more comprehensive. Reserve Bank of New Zealand, well done. Reserve Bank of Australia, shame on you. You need to get a better handle on the issue. Secondly, I think these pilots that they're now running will be very interesting. Let's see how they run. But third, the point I really want to make is that the bankers' bullshit that everybody has moved away from cash and everybody's going digital is so far from the truth as to be laughable. Their propaganda is now in New Zealand being countered by the reality on the ground, based on the surveys published by the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. But in Australia, the RBA is really just spouting what the banks are saying, doing very little to really understand what's going on, and I think are so off the ball as to be laughable. So the bottom line is this. Well done to New Zealand. Cash is still a thing, as it is in the UK, of course, and even the Reserve Bank in Australia, of course, did have to concede that cash use was up in Australia. So the RBA has a significant path to take to get anywhere close to what the Reserve Bank in New Zealand is doing, and we need to be putting more pressure on them and on the banks to keep cash available. Why? Because it's still legal tender. It gives people more options. It works when systems go down. And of course, recently we've seen more systems fail. And more broadly, it provides us with not only options, but also freedom. And cash is king because cash provides greater freedoms. This must be preserved. It must continue to be part of the banking landscape into the future. And the idea of being digitalized and controlled thanks to digital IDs and the use of central bank digital currencies and the use of just digital payment systems, which can be turned off at the flick of a switch, of course, should concern us all. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.